As part of efforts to engage with members of the public and educate them about the strategies being pursued to grow the economy, the Economic Growth Council, EGC, recently staged a special public ceremony and panel discussion in New Kingston. The key feature of the high-profile event was the signing of a declaration of intent by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, EGC Chairman Michael Lee Chin, and Vice Chairman Ambassador Dr. Nigel Clark, committing themselves to the implementation of the growth initiatives developed by the Council. On today's edition of Going for Growth, we recap some of the key points coming out of the event. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
There is no question about it. We will grow. And we will probably grow faster than 5%. This government will make sure that we are faithful to the sacrifice that the people have made. We deserve results. We are a great country.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness expressing optimism that Jamaica's economy will outperform the growth target set by the EGC of 5% within the next 4 years. This optimism was echoed by Chairman of the EGC, Michael Lee Chin, who outlined that Jamaica is in prime position to begin realizing growth.
The table is set for growth. Why? We have a confluence of situations that are occurring right now, which would include we're as mad as hell at ourselves for having done this to us ourselves, given the potential of Jamaica. The table is set because our fiscal house is in less shambles today than it was 2 years ago. We have inflation at a historic low. The table is set because our reserves are at a historic high. The table is set for growth because we have energy price down 50%. The table is set because we have telecom price down 90%, which has enabled the spawning of new industries. The table is set because we have today confidence.
Mr. Lee Chin also sought to outline specific sectors which have been tapped by the government as major contributors to growth. Among these are the business process outsourcing industry, for which there are plans to build out a multi-layered ecosystem in Jamaica.
Where are we going to put this capital? In the BPO industries. And not only at the lowest rung, which is call center, but we're going to go graduate straight to the top, which is IT, the outsourcing of IT to Jamaica. The outsourcing of securities analysis to Jamaica, legal HR work to Jamaica.
The EGC chairman says work is already underway to source capital to pump into this sector, as well as enhance the regulatory framework to encourage more international players to set up operations in Jamaica. The energy sector has also been tapped, with a heavy focus being placed on renewable energy to reduce Jamaica's susceptibility to oil price fluctuations.
We today have a 60% reduction in oil price. But if energy price goes back up, we're going to be back in the same rut. So we have to make haste while the sun shines right now.
The mining, manufacturing, tourism, and infrastructure sectors are also being positioned for growth. The government also intends to include Jamaicans in the diaspora in development planning.
We intend to have visits to the diaspora nodes, Atlanta, New York, Miami, London, Canada, Toronto, etc., and expose them to exactly what it is we're doing so that they can be enlivened also. So the diaspora is a central repository for investment capital.
In terms of reference, call on the EGC to monitor the implementation of the growth initiatives. The Growth Council is empowered to follow up with ministries, departments, and agencies on the implementation and report to the Jamaican people on a quarterly basis as to the progress in that implementation.
Vice Chairman Ambassador Dr. Nigel Clark reassuring the public of the EGC's mandate to ensure that growth strategies are not just drafted but implemented.
The world is now paying attention to Jamaica. Ultimately, we want every single Jamaican child to be given a good education, access to healthcare, to feel safe. We will make Jamaica the place of choice.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.